Hello, everyone. This is Colin Gallagher. In the podcast today, I'd like to show you the new features in VictorReader Stream 4.2 released by Humanware last month. This update allows the Wi-Fi to be used to download content from two services. They partnered with the National Federation of the Blind, so you can now download books from Newsline as well as Bookshare. So in the podcast, I'll be showing you how to use those features. Now, you must have set up your Wi-Fi on the stream. I'm not really going to show you how to do that here, but I will show you the menu that you would go to do it. Then, what we're going to do is enable the NFB Newsline service, which I've turned off so we can start fresh, and then we'll enable the Bookshare. So let's get started. First, what you want to do is turn on your stream. The power button is on the left side, and it's the round button on the left. So you want to press and hold that for a few seconds until you hear a beep. And we heard the beep, so it's coming up.
Welcome to VictorReader.
Okay.
Alice on Board by Phyllis Reynolds Naylor.
And that was the book I was just reading. So now you want to press and hold the online features key. Pressing and holding the online features key disables airplane mode and it turns on the Wi-Fi radio. The online features key is above the number 2. So press and hold this button now.
Airplane mode off.
And it said airplane mode off. So, now, the Wi-Fi is coming on. And that takes a few seconds, it logs onto your network. And if you have some vision, you will see that an amber light has appeared. And it's steady. When it was connecting, it blinks. So now that that's done, we can just press that same button to enter into the online bookshelf.
Connected to Wi-Fi.
And it told us that it's connected to Wi-Fi, and to wait. Now, let's hit 1, we should be at the...
Bookshelf.
Bookshare.
0. Books.
Search for Bookshare books.
We'll come back to that. Now we need to go into the menu. Now my Bookshare is already configured, so we're not going to reconfigure that one. But we need to configure NFB Newsline. So to do that, press key 7. Key 7 will enter the menu system.
Menu. Wireless. Airplane mode. Off.
Now this is where you would go to connect to a network. But press key 7 again now, and you will enter the online services menu.
Online services. NFB Newsline.
Off.
Now I'll just show you what's here. To scroll down, press the 8 key. And it said NFB Newsline is off. So now I'm going to press 8.
Bookshare.
On.
And Bookshare is on. So let's go up with 2.
NFB Newsline.
Off.
And we'll turn that on by pressing 6.
On.
And we'll press confirm.
Enter identification code.
Now, if you had signed up for Newsline, you were given a 6-digit code. So now you need to enter that. I'll do that now.
5.
Okay, so I've entered it. I'll press confirm.
Enter security code.
And now here's your security code. You are also given this, which is a 4-digit security code. And I believe that's the last 4 digits of your phone number.
8.
So I'll press pound.
Please wait.
And now it's going to confirm your identity.
NFB Newsline enabled. Online services. NFB Newsline.
So it went to the NFB Newsline server, and it verified that it was me. So it said we're now connected. It's now enabled. So now we can back out of this menu by pressing star, which is the cancel key.
Leaving menu.
And he said leaving menu. So now we need to go to the bookshelf and listen for NFB Newsline. After that, it's going to synchronize the bookshelf. So it's going to go to the server and download all of my periodicals. So let's do that now.
Bookshelf.
Synchronization in progress.
Okay, so we're at that bookshelf, and it's now synchronizing.
Please wait.
Now, while it's doing this, it's getting the periodicals that you set up on the website.
Please wait.
So you have to go to nfbnewslineonline.org.
Please wait.
And on that...
Synchronization completed. NFB Newsline.
12. Books. 1.
Associated Press, Massachusetts, October 13th, 2013.
Okay, so we're now at the bookshelf, but let me just get back to what I was saying. You need to set up your NFB Newsline in your pocket, favorite publications, on the website. So you go to nfbnewslineonline.org, and you go to Manage All Your Favorites. And then you choose the Manage Your In Your Pocket Favorites. And then you can add the publications. So now that that's done downloading, we can press 4 and 6 to move through our books, just like on the standard bookshelf. And I will look for the Patriot Ledger for today.
2.
Associated Press, Massachusetts, October 12th, 2013.
That's the Associated Press.
3.
Boston Globe, October...
4.
Boston Globe, October 12th, 2013.
5.
Boston Herald, October 13th, 2013.
6.
Boston Herald, October 12th, 2000...
7.
Macworld, November 1st, 2013.
8.
Macworld, October 1st, 2013.
9.
Patriot Ledger, October 13th, 2013.
And there it is, so press play.
Patriot Ledger, October...
Yeah, I'm gonna slow this down.
Speed. Speed. Speed.
Using the traditional...
0.
Press the power button, and it should say speed. And then use the down arrow, one pointing down. Okay, so now we can press play, and we can read this.
October 13th, 2013. 2013_10_13. Notice is required for copyright works distributed in the United States under 17U's.
Now we can skip around.
You are not authorized to access or use this material and should destroy this copy at once since possession or... Animal Control Officers Honor Kingston Town Administrator. The Animal Control Officers Association of Massachusetts presented its top award on Friday to Kingston Town Administrator Robert Fennessy. The Richard A. Stein Distinguished Service Award recognizes outstanding... The feds have banned it. The state has outlawed it. But some authorities throughout the greater Brockton region are still seeing synthetic marijuana, known most commonly as Spicer Kit. Nearly 23,000 hospitals...
So, there we go. That's the newspaper. Now, this is stored on the stream's internal memory, and will be replaced the next day when you update the bookshelf again to get the latest. But if there's a magazine or newspaper that you want to keep, you can press key 3 to copy it. So let's try copying the book by pressing key 3.
Copy book to SD. Please confirm with play, stop, or cancel with any other key.
So it says to confirm with play, stop, or cancel with any other key. We'll press play, stop to let it copy to the SD.
Copying book. Copy completed.
And now a copy of it has been put on the SD card, which will not get removed when you update it. You have to delete it from there when you're done. So now, that is how you use the NFB Newsline feature. Let's look at Bookshare. Bookshare is a service that offers a lot of books that have been scanned in by blind people. So, let us go and get a book from Bookshare. To do that, we go to the Bookshare bookshelf.
Bookshelf.
NFB Newsline.
12. Books. 9.
Patriot Ledger, October 13th, 2013.
Now we'll press the 1 key one more time, and we should hear Bookshare, 0 books.
Bookshare.
0. Books.
Search for Bookshare books.
Okay. So now we can search for Bookshare books by pressing the pound key, which is the last key on the telephone-style keypad.
Title search.
And when we go into there, we have title search.
Author search.
Author search.
Full text search.
And full text search.
Title search.
Now, I prefer to use
full text search.
Full text search. I think that that is more reliable because you can put in more of a keyword. So we'll use that. We'll press confirm.
Enter text to search.
And we are told to enter the text that we want to search for. To do this, you need to use the multi-tap method that is used on older cell phones, or that was used on older cell phones before touchscreen devices and phones with physical keyboards. So, for example, if you want to write the letter A, you press 2. C is 2 3 times. Now we're going to search for the book Great Expectations by Charles Dickens. So we're going to write the letter G, which is one tap of the 4.
G.
The R is 3 taps of the 7.
R.
2 taps of the 3 will get us E.
E.
1 tap of the 2 for A.
A.
And 1 tap of 8 for T.
T. Space.
Now, if you're not sure what to do, you can press the sleep key.
Key describer on.
And you'll be taken into a key describer where you can try these.
A. B. C. 2, D, E, F, 3, W, X, Y, Z, 9.
Key describer off.
And pressing sleep will exit that key describer. So we just typed the word great, and we can verify that with fast forward. The fast forward button is located on the panel that's at the bottom. After the keypad, there's a little line thingy that separates that. And there's the sleep, play stop, rewind, and fast forward. So we're going to touch the fast forward key.
Great. G-R-E-A-T space.
Okay, so we've entered that, and I can continue typing. So we'll continue typing, and this time I'll just type it in. And I'm going to pause the recording while I type this in, so you don't have to listen to me take forever to type it in. And we can verify that. I just finished typing. And we can verify that we typed in the correct thing by pressing the fast forward key.
Great Expectations. G-R-E-A-T space E-X-P-E-C-T-A-T-I-O-N-S.
So that's what we want. So press the confirm key, and a list of results will come up.
Please wait. Please wait.
Now it wants us to wait.
Found results, 169,999. Choose a book you wish to download. 1, Great Expectations, Charles Dickens.
Now that's the book we want. Now, we can get a summary of the book by pressing the 5 key.
Pip's life changes when he is provided with money by a secret benefactor and he goes to London to live as a gentleman. He thinks he will now be able to marry the woman he loves. But Pip's great expectations do not turn out as he hoped. 1, Great Expectations, Charles Dickens.
And that's the summary. To download the book, you press the pound key. And you'll hear the following.
Downloading.
It's downloading.
Please wait.
That's it to wait.
Download completed. Choose a book you wish to download. 1, Great Expectations, Charles Dickens.
And the book is done downloading. So now we can do the author search. So we're going to back out of this with the star key.
Enter text to search. Great Expectations. G-R-E-A-T space. Full text search. Author search.
And we'll go to author search and press the pound key.
Enter text to search. Great Expectations.
Now again, it says enter text to search, and it's spelling the last search.
Expectations space.
Okay. So let's search for Donna Gephardt. Now again, while I type this, I'm going to pause the recording. But before I do, however, I forgot to tell you how to delete a character. To delete a character, press the rewind button. The rewind button is two buttons over from fast forward to the left. So it's fast forward, play, stop, rewind. Okay, so I'm now going to type in the search. Now, for some reason, occasionally, the text that you search for stays in, even when you start typing. So, we'll have to clear that by pressing rewind a bunch of times.
Space. S-I-T. P.
So I'm pressing that now.
G.
And everything's cleared out, so we can now do the search. So, we have done the search. So, again, we can press the pound key to confirm.
Please wait.
And
found results. 3.
Yep, here we go.
Choose a book you wish to download. 1. Olivia Bean, Trivia Queen, Donna Gephardt.
So we'll download that by pressing the pound key.
Downloading.
Please wait.
The book is downloading.
Please wait.
Download completed. Choose a book you wish to download. 1. Olivia Bean, Trivia Queen, Donna Gephardt.
And we'll download one more.
2. As if being 12 and 3 quarters isn't bad enough, my mother is running for president. 3. How to Survive Middle School, Donna Gephardt.
Now those are both very funny books, so we will download this as well.
Downloading.
Please wait. Please wait.
Download completed. Choose a book you wish to download. 3. How to Survive Middle School, Donna Gephardt.
Now again, we can press the 5 key to get the summary.
11-year-old David Greenberg dreams of becoming a TV superstar like his idol, Jon Stewart. But in real life, David is just another kid terrified of starting his first year at Harmon Middle School. With a wacky sense of humor and hilarious top six and blunt half lists, David spends his free time making talk time videos, which he posts on YouTube. But before he can get famous, he has to figure out a way to deal with 6. Middle school, much scarier than it sounds. 5. His best friend gone girl crazy. 4. A runaway mom who has no phone. 3. The threat of a swirly on his birthday. 2. A terrifying cousin. 1. His number one fan, Bubby, his Jewish grandmother. 1/2. Did we mention Hammy, the hamster who's determined to break David's heart? When David and his best friend have a fight, David is lucky enough to make a pretty cool new friend, Sophie, who just, gulp, happens to be a girl. Sophie thinks David's videos are hilarious, and she starts sending out the links to everyone she knows. Sophie's friends tell their friends, and before David knows it, thousands of people are viewing his videos, including some of the last people he would have expected. David may still feel like a real-life schmo, but is he ready to become an internet superstar? From the hardcover edition. 3. How to Survive Middle School, Donna Gephardt.
And there we go. So we have 3 books that we just downloaded. The Great Expectations and those two. So now we can look at how to read them.
Enter text to search.
By backing out.
Author search. Bookshare.
3. Books. 1.
Great Expectations.
And now they show up in the bookshelf. Now, in the manual, Humanware recommends that if you're going to keep them there for a while, that you copy them to the SD card. Rather, that you move the book to the SD card, because then the memory can have more room to download more books. So we're going to press play on this one.
Please.
home. The man could not be more particular as to the time at which he saw her. He got into dense confusion when he tried to be, than that it must have been before 9.
Okay, so now let's press key 3 again to move the book.
Move book to SD.
Please confirm with play, stop, or cancel with any other key.
So now it wants us to press play, stop, to copy this book. So let's do that.
Moving book. Move completed.
Bookshelf.
Bookshare.
2. Books. 1.
How to survive middle school.
Now we'll do the same for that one.
Please
open it, and then we'll
How
copy
to survive
it.
Middle school. Move book to SD. Moving. Move completed.
Bookshelf.
Bookshare.
1. Book.
Olivia Bean, Trivia Queen.
Please wait.
Olivia Bean, Trivia Queen. Move book to SD.
Please confirm with play, stop, or cancel with any other key. Cancel.
Whoops.
Move book to SD.
So
moving book.
Being moved
move
now.
Completed.
Bookshelf.
Bookshare.
0. Books.
Search for Bookshare books.
Now that is how you use the Bookshare feature. Now to get back to the standard Victor Reader bookshelf, you will need to press the online button again. Just as a reminder, the online features button is above the number 2. So if you find the number 2, just move up, and it's the round button. So when you press it...
Alice on Board by Phyllis Reynolds Naylor.
You are taken back into the standard bookshelf. Now, it's a good idea to turn off your Wi-Fi once you're done, because the wireless features drain the battery. So to do this, again, we press and hold that online features button.
Airplane mode, on.
And it tells us that airplane mode is on, and that amber light goes out. Now, NFB Newsline, to sign up for them, go to nfbnewsline.org. nfbnewsline.org. And then bookshare.org is the other one. And that's how you can get accounts. And you have the privilege to download those books. So now we can turn off the stream again by pressing the power button. And we get the double beep. And that's it. That's how you do it. So I hope you found this useful. And see you in the next podcast.